Let's cut the bullshit. We've got straight up marketing advice. You should use it.
Just drop the job.
Adam and Simon's Bullshit Busters.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the next episode of Adam and Simon Bullshit Busters. I'm Simon Batchelor.
I am Adam Bastock.
This week we are going to be talking about how to grow your email list. So to start us off, Adam, do you want to just quickly tell us about what your email list is?
Yes. So there's a few important points with the email list, which makes them more valuable than I think some other channels you might be aware of. So typically an email list is where you've got a form on your website, someone gives you their email address, and then you own that email address as something that you can, some way to contact them. The biggest difference here is they have agreed in this kind of virtual imaginary transaction that you can email them and therefore that they will read it. So it is a direct access to their time and their attention. That is what makes it so valuable. And the second part of it, which I think we'll come on to later, is that you control that asset. You know, that is a list that you own and therefore you can do stuff with it. I think the main thing with email lists versus other kind of media is that they're very good for, you can understand where someone is, essentially. You can see their activity, you can see when they signed up, you can see where they signed up potentially on the website, and therefore you can take them on a journey rather than it just being a broadcast channel where you're just saying the same thing to everyone. There is a more nuanced journey you can take them on, which all sounds a little bit airy-fairy, but essentially, you know, if someone joins on your blog post, on a certain blog post, sorry, you know the topic they signed up on, you know the problems they've got, and therefore you can respond and send them an email that answers that problem.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Have I just waffled?
Yes, no, I think that's exactly it. I think the thing is, I think there's two levels at which people often use email lists. The first level is that they use the broadcast emails, or newsletters as they were called in the early noughties. Now, essentially, those emails are just saying, here is a short snippet of information I want to send to my entire audience all in one go. And that's an announcement, a broadcast, a newsletter, an e-shot. They're called lots of different things, depending on which platform you're using. They all have different names for them. So that is one method. The second method is email automation. And this is where some platforms really add value. So for example, if you send me an email, sorry, if you sign up just by signing up to get updates or to receive updates about projects we're working on, things like that, then that's just a general, I'd like to join the list. The other way you could join is you could maybe fill in a form to get some kind of like lead magnet or some kind of download, access to a video, a webinar, that kind of thing, of which we're going to make another video very soon, which I'll put a link to here so you can get to that video all about lead magnets and stuff like that. But essentially at that point, they're signing up with a specific need in mind. And that's where email software like Drip or Klaviyo or Sendinblue or ConvertKit can be really clever, because it can go, oh, okay, this person wants to download a 5-point checklist about how to make their website better. I'm going to then send them a series of emails to help them on that journey.
Yeah.
So going back to the initial question of how to build that list, how to grow that list, I think the key message is to add value and don't send them news. Those would be my two tips. My pet hate is people who have a newsletter, because newsletters are boring and no one cares. I don't want to receive an email about you've got a new van. No one cares. If you can get me a delivery quicker, or you're expanding your delivery area, that is an update and that's a business advantage. That's value to me. However, just telling me you've got a new van is a waste of time. That's an unsubscribe. I'm quite happy to look at that on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. Little updates, bits of news, announcements, perfect for social media. But for an email, what I want to know is, what's in it for me? Why should I open this email? What am I going to get? What's the value? And I think a lot of people who struggle to grow their email list are just falling into that really simple trap of, they're just not giving anything of value. There's no reason to sign up. They don't look at it and go, well, why would I join this? Why would I join this list? What's in it for me?
I think the biggest thing I see is kind of the problem as well is people don't look at where people are signing up on their site. So from my point of view, the SEO side is really good at driving like blog posts, for example, that are very niche and very specific, typically built around questions. If someone's on that page with a very specific question, and you can build a sign-up form that exactly matches that customer need and want at that time, then they're more likely to sign up as one, but two, then you can send them a really useful piece of information afterwards and then take them on that journey. So if they, you know, you can kind of predict what their thought process is at that point and therefore predict what their questions will be afterwards. And you can pre-handle those questions during that kind of process. But going back to that original question of how do you get them to go on the email list at the start, it is where that sign-up form, that sign-up box, is really specific to their problem. And I guess it's just being empathetic. That is the answer of how to get people to sign up, is be empathetic, because then you can take them on that journey after they've signed up and you can deliver that value. However, that initial sign-up has to come from a point of, I don't care about £10 off, I care about answering my question and seeing where you're actually, not news, but answering that question.
Yeah, I think also you can link your email addresses just you know, as a kind of really basic way to grow your list, is you can just link your email list to other things. So, for example, when someone joins a webinar, if you can link Eventbrite and you can link Zoom to your mailing list. Now, as long as when they sign up to a webinar, you then send them an email saying, we're really looking forward to seeing you at the webinar. You know, you're now on the mailing list. If you don't want to be on the mailing list, that's not a problem. Just click this button and give them that opt out straight away. I found that to be very effective. I get like barely any, maybe one or two unsubscribes for a webinar using that process. So everybody who comes to the webinar is just on the list. And that's a really simple way of doing it. If you're not running webinars or you're not using anything like Eventbrite or anything like that, you can use Zapier so that maybe when someone makes a purchase, you can then add them to the list. Obviously, you need to get an opt-in at the checkout, that conversion point. You do need to get an opt-in. Remembering that the opt-in is taken for you by Eventbrite and Zoom. So that's just part of using Zoom and Eventbrite. You opt in to further marketing. Whereas if you've got your own checkout on a website, you do need to get an actual I want to receive news opt-in.
But
tools like Zapier make it very easy to just, you know, basically funnel emails through from services onto your list and you grow it very rapidly. But we'll have to come back and do another podcast on how to actually send people good emails. I think there's probably another one in that.
I think I definitely drifted into that a little bit in this episode, but I think it's good to see the post-purchase thing as well as the pre-sign-up, because once you know both sides of the story, getting people onto that list is far easier because they can see the amount of value they're going to get from it. So,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
don't use emails just for newsletters. Use them to add value to their customer lives.
Excellent. Essentially. That's a great point to end on. So thank you very much for listening and watching. If you would like to connect and ask questions, then we have a brand new LinkedIn group, which you can join. We'll put a link in the description here. And until next time, thanks for watching and we'll see you then. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Just drop the job.